Hey, welcome back to The Grilling Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob, and I am in studio this morning with The Job.
Hey, good morning, Bob. We've got a cool segment coming up ahead of us here. We always say that. But we do.
It's not that cool.
Hopefully we get our call in from Dave Maples from Old World Spice Company. But, hey, this is a segment when we're going to open the phone lines, 1-800-785-1073. Give us a jingle. And we want to talk to you about your favorite wines and what you're doing with them and what kind of food you're eating with them. Again, that studio line is 1-800-785-1073.
Okay, you're right. It is cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool because spring wines, grilling, hanging out, and that's a good day. That's what Saturdays are all about. This one happens to be a special Saturday because we're in the Easter weekend, and we really got to take a minute and just really remember what this weekend's all about, because I mean, it's for Christians all around the world, this is this is what it's all about, you know,
and it is, and that's how you and I met. We're going to church together, so that's kind of at the base of our friendship and the way we kind of conduct our lives, and that's a cool thing.
They had spring wines at the Last Supper.
Yes, they did. And you know what, they grilled meat.
I don't know. So I'm hearing it was like grapes and goat cheese.
Well, you know what? That goes good with grilled food, though, doesn't it?
Ooh, that might help our lamb recipe coming up.
There you go.
Anyway, right. Happy Easter, everybody. And we want to make sure that we are all thoughtful of the very special day we have tomorrow.
That's right.
So going out there. Emily's going to leave us, everybody, and I wish you could all meet this young lady, because unfortunately, she found greener pastures than the grilling guys, but Emily is headed off to Nashville. You're going to see her on TV someday. She's going to be at all these big awards, and why don't you just tell us, Emily, what you're going to be doing down there, because people out there are going to be blown away at what you've accomplished here.
I'm going to be, it's kind of a mixture of, different responsibilities I have, but, looking to get in the country music scene. So hopefully.
And you're working for who?
I'll be working for CMT.
Wow. That is so big, but we're going to miss her. And, if you want Emily's job, you can call 800-785.
Oh, because we already got.
You know, we're next Saturday, you're gone, and I'm kind of scared here because job's gone, you're gone. I'll be in here by myself, and it'll be like, you know, the nuclear warning tone coming across.
You're the crickets. Yeah. We'll be hearing the crickets in the background, right?
I'll definitely still be listening to you guys.
Okay.
I'll stream
good.
On the web.
And hey, note, you know, if she defriends you on Facebook, it's like,
I would not. Oh, come on. Remember the little people.
Hey, the question of the week, if you want to call in, give us a call, 800-785-1073. Want to know what kind of wine you're drinking? We're wrapping up Michigan in April is Michigan Wine Month. We're going to wrap that up today, but real interested in what you've got, favorite wines, where you've been. Saw a couple people weigh in on Facebook with regard to the wines that they like, and you can hit us on our website, thegrillingguys.com. If you're just tuning in, this is The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we are talking about spices, too. Bob, you kind of are the spice king, and, you know, spices, a lot of people just think that that's something just you shake on top of whatever it is you're grilling, and voila, it's going to make a magical difference, and sometimes that's the case, but most of the times, there's a little bit of science to this, isn't there?
There is, and we're going to, coming up in the next hour, we're going to get that science, because honestly, I am definitely not even a prince in spices. I'm more of maybe a dunce. I'm still learning.
Sure.
That's a very big arena. There are some big brains that have done all sorts of. There are PhDs on spices.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there are guys out there that study profiling, and we're going to get into that with Chris Marks. There's a lot of science behind this, and you can't have too many of those triple brewed beers from Arbor Brewing and get your spices right, because you know you're going to have too much salt on.
That's right. And Chris Marks, when we come up in that segment, they have a line of spices that they produce that are going to be here in Spartan stores here coming up in the next week or so, aren't they?
Oh yeah, no kidding. I think Tuesday the truck hits. Spartan is going to now carry Three Little Pigs all natural sauces.
Okay.
And they won't have their rubs yet, but you know those sauces won the Taster's Choice or one of these about.com, something like that. Big award nationwide. Came in fifth of all barbecue sauces. And the other ones aren't all natural. This is all natural. It's gluten-free, glucose-free, MSG, all that stuff. It doesn't have any hyphenated anythings in it.
That's right. And it tastes really good. We've had the privilege of using that for quite some time now. And across the leg, got four or five flavors of it that are out there.
There are three in the all-natural line.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you'll be able to taste that. Actually, we're going to have some of that for you to sample on May 7th because we're going to be out in Standale doing a live remote the day before Mother's Day. Hey, you want a great Mother's Day gift? Bring your wife out and get her an autograph from the Grilling Guys. Wouldn't that be a great gift?
Yeah, valuable too.
Okay, then bring her out and try some Grilling Guys sausage because we're going to be smoking up the street on Standale out on Lake Michigan Drive. And that is May 7th. We're going to be out there from 9 to 11. And I'm going to be hanging around after that to just do a bunch of grilling. Randy's going to be scooting down to Jamestown to catch up with Chris Marks because also that morning we have a barbecue class at Zager's. And their telephone number, if you want to talk about barbecue classes with them, it's area code 616-896-9313. That's 896-9313. And talk to Todd, talk to anybody out there, but this is an opportunity for you. If you want to impress somebody, if you want to, maybe you want to buy it for your wife for a Mother's Day gift, send her to that barbecue class, and then you get to tag along with her. That could be genius.
Yeah, Chris Marks is going to be coming in. We're talking with him in the next hour, but he's going to be coming into town and teaching that class. And again, if you're a regular listener, you know Chris is a real big friend of the show, 8-time national champion barbecuer. There's no one else in the world that has won more national championships than Chris.
No.
And he's coming into Zager's on May the 7th. It's $80. You get 4 hours of education from the master of the masters.
He's got like 40 national titles. The Royal is actually the world title.
Okay.
That's the world.
Right.
That's the biggest contest in the world.
Yeah. That's the one he's got
eight times. You and I we're going to take a little trip out there this October. I'm just pretty sure of that. But we're going to go see this Royal. We won't compete because we don't want to shame anybody.
Right. Ourselves, mostly, is who we don't want to be ashamed
right.
of.
Yeah. So if you really want to up your skills, you have an opportunity for like $80 or $90 May 7th. I believe that class runs from like 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock. It's on Butts and Brisket, and you're going to learn things in 4 hours. Even if you're a competition cooker and you're listening to the show, and I know you guys are out there, we appreciate it. Take the time, because I do these classes with Chris all around the country, and we have all kinds of competition guys coming to these classes, and you'll learn so much. It's so worth the $90. But so May 7th,
it just went up $10, guys. It was $80 just when he started talking, but it just went to 90.
Yeah, it's 10 for me.
Yeah. You're taking the action?
Why not?
The VIG? You got the VIG on this?
Give
Zager's a call and see if there's any room left in this class. It might be full. I didn't call in the last couple days. They had a few spots left earlier in the week. But that
ties right indirectly with our mantra, and we're on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be. And if you really want to make your grilling experience the best it can be, check out some of these classes, whether it's with us or whether it's, you know, going down to Detroit and spending $500 for the guy that won it once.
Right.
Oh. That's what that class is in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
$500. I mean, granted, he won the Royal once. I never did.
Right.
But $500, you get the guy that won it 8 times for 90. That's like shopping at Costco here. I'm going to Costco. I'm going to buy.
You really want that $10, don't you? You said 90 again. I think it's only $80
well,
if you want to go to
everybody else
class.
Around the country charges 90, so I have that stuck in my head. Is it really $80?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, you just saved $10 by listening to the Grilling Guys.
It's the West Michigan discount, right? That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah, bring in the coupon.
Yeah.
Oh, just man. Throw $10 in the hat there. There will be a hat that says Barbecue Bob. Throw $10 in it and... help me buy a new car.
Yeah, okay? You're listening to the Grilling Guys. a.k.a. the begging guy, on 107.3 WBBL-FM each and every Saturday morning. It's going to be a great Saturday. Supposed to bump up against 60 degrees. This clouds are supposed to break, and we're going to get some sunshine here in West Michigan. So, stick with us in the next hour. Again, that Chris Marks is coming in. We're going to go out and help you find some grates for your grill. Inexpensive, but really high-quality stuff. We've got a lamb recipe coming up because Easter is tomorrow. And we're going to talk a little bit about another trout recipe because I'm going to be headed north next weekend doing the trout. And then we're going to wrap up with some wine. But stick with us.
Yeah. And I want to give a little shout out to the Percy Guidry Company down in Louisiana. He gave us that mock shoe recipe. Uh-huh. And T. Good, if you're out there, hit me on Twitter, dog. This is the Grilling Guys. We'll be back in a little bit.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.